Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Mike Stollard is here. Mike is a 12-year member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the leading authorities on leadership in the planet, co-founder and president, CEO of E Pluribus Partners, author of Fired Up or Burned Out. We launched that book right here on the show. Also author of Connection Culture. We launched that book right here on the show. He's our good friend, Mike Stollard. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Good to be with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. So one of the things you've done a good job of over the years, helping us understand the value and the imperative, the non-negotiable imperative of connecting the people in your organization. Now, a lot of times people, you know, they wrap that into communication and they put it all together and they mush it all together as if it's one thing. But connecting is the result of good communication, I guess. But it is its own discipline, isn't it?
Well, it is. And I think, you know, you tend to find, you and I were just talking before we went on air, that right now I'm working with a lot of companies that they're going through high growth phases. Quite a few of them are private equity. They have private equity owners, and what they're finding is they didn't invest earlier in strengthening connection among the team, and it's creating stress, and the team isn't working as well together.
So what does that look like? What does that look like, Mike?
Well,
what does that dysfunction look like?
Well, it oftentimes, Jim, starts when one of the partners doesn't think the best of the other person. They don't know them well enough, and so they tend to think the worst. And so something might be done that you know, feels threatening to another person or condescending in some way. It's really miscommunication. There wasn't a bad intent, mm-hmm. oftentimes. And
Are these typically people who've been put together in a scenario where they haven't known each other a long time?
Yeah, they don't have a lot of history.
They haven't made many deposits with each other. You know, as you know, a relationship is always relationships are give and take, right? You know, I'm a beneficiary of that more than anybody I know, because I try to make as much deposits in other people's accounts as I can, because I know mess up one of these days and I'm going to make a withdrawal. And so if you haven't worked with anybody a long time, you don't have that, do you?
Yeah, you're a great connector. Well, even within the last couple of weeks, we had the senior management team of a healthcare technology company. We brought them together over a long dinner. And we went back to, it kind of reminds me of John Wood. You know, he would get his players together, and the first thing they learned was the right way to tie their shoes so they don't get blisters, right? Well, we went back to, what exactly is culture? And, you know, it wasn't clear to them what exactly culture is. So we got them thinking about, you know, here's a clear, simple, memorable, and actionable way to think about culture. It's thoughts, words, and deeds. You know, are your thoughts, words, and deeds either connect you as a team or they disconnect you? And so then we started thinking about how do we really bring the team together? What are the right thoughts, words, and deeds we need to encourage for the senior management team, but then for the broader group as well? So it was really good. The CEO sent me a thank you note and emailed and just said this, you know, they all responded.
Did you find that most of the people had never contemplated culture?
Well, you know, not in a clear way. You know, one of the things we did is we went around the table and we had everybody talk about their best experience, you know, the best person they worked for and the best team they worked with. What did they have in common? And it came back to connection. You know, they felt connected to the work they were doing. They felt connected to the people they were working with. And in many cases, they felt connected to their customers. And, you know, that's what they had in common. And then we helped them think about, you know, the experiences that weren't like that, and they were disconnecting. You know, the team wasn't working well together. They didn't trust their supervisor, mm-hmm. Their supervisor was kind of selfish and didn't care about them. And so we kind of, you know, built up this staircase, in a sense, step by step, helping them see that it's a culture where you have esprit de corps, right, the spirit of the body. There's mm-hmm. a sense of connection and trust among the team, so that they move together rather than independently, and they support each other.
You know, one of the things you do so well is you give names to these different interpersonal behaviors. And I think that's really important. And I was just thinking as you were talking about this, about, you know, we turn our lights on and we turn on the television, we turn on our computers, and we use electricity, which we often take for granted. But most people know that electricity had to be generated from somewhere. It had to be transported over secure pipe, secure wires, and had to be connected the right way. The more we use computers, most of us know how to hook up a printer. Those are connections that we know if they're not right, the thing's not going to work. And so when you talk about connecting, if you explain what positive connection is, if they hadn't thought about that, if they hadn't never heard what you just told them, they wouldn't realize what negative connection is, what a bad example is, and how to name it. And if you can't name it, as you know, you can't fix it.
Yeah, these things, you know, they're invisible because they tend to be relationship things, right? You know, as you know, Jim, we boil it down to a strong culture where people feel connected and pull together is based on an inspiring vision of where they're going together. They value each other as people, and everybody has a voice. It doesn't mean they have a vote, but at least they have a voice in decisions that are important to them.
Everybody has a voice, even if they don't have a vote. I like that.
Yeah, they don't have a vote, but at least, you know,
it's a benevolent. That's the reason I call my company a benevolent dictatorship. a dictatorship, you know, where the door is always open. Mike, I need your website one more time, please.
I would send people to my blog, michaelleestallard.com.
STALLARD, Michael Lee, L-E-E, Stallard.com. Check it out, folks. When you do, you'll get smarter, and you'll thank me later. 20 after, right back with Mike Stallard. We're going to talk some more about this after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.